This is Rusty Tanton.
And Amber Ray.
And you're listening to Mostly ITP on the Georgia Podcast Network, the show with its eyes fixed firmly in its navel. In today's episode, you'll hear Amber and Sherry interview each other about blogging at Manuel's Tavern during Amber's blogiversary celebration.
It's April 20th, and we're here at Manuel's celebrating my blog 5th birthday, which was actually 3 days ago, but today's Friday, so that's why we're having it today. And I'm sitting here with Sherry, and she just asked me a question, which I will ask her to repeat.
So, Amber, why did you start your blog? What was that tipping point that said, I'm starting to blog today?
Well, since you asked, it was actually really anticlimactic. I don't really remember there being any one thing. It was really like I was married at the time, and my husband and I were just talking about blogs. Like, we'd heard about blogs. We were talking about, wow, that sounds really cheesy. And I guess we were being sort of, you know, hipster elitist about it in a way. I don't know, but I tend to be like that. Honestly, I've tended to be like that about, I was like that about podcasting at first. I completely admit it. And, you know, and then I was like, well, people who blog have too much time on their hands, and this is cheesy. And I was like, well, I'll just start one anyway. Because Chris kept saying, yeah, you should start a blog. And it's like, I don't know about that. But then I did it anyway. It's like, I'll give it a shot. And I don't know. Then from there, it was just sort of off to the races. So there really wasn't some big moment or tipping point or anything. I just started, and then I couldn't stop, I guess. What about you?
Well, I have another question for you. When you started, did you have an idea for a theme or what it was going to be about or things you wanted to kind of address or types of readers you wanted to attract or any kind of plan like that?
No to all of those. I mean, it was really just, I was just going to write about whatever. I mean, pretty much like a diary. Not quite as personal, but just a diary. And I really didn't have, I really didn't think anybody was going to read it, quite honestly. I mean, I knew about 5 friends who I emailed on a regular basis and stuff who I thought might read it. And they did. I didn't have comments at first because that feature didn't exist. I mean, I started off with Blogger because Blogger had been around for about 6 months at the time. So I started out trying to use Blogger and have it, you know, I gave it my FTP information and have it upload to my server every time I write a post. But it was really new and still really buggy, and I got frustrated with it. So I didn't really know a lot of PHP at the time, but Chris did, so he started writing a system for me. And then later, after I learned PHP, I added on to it. And so at the beginning, I mean, it was just very, very just bare bones text field. I type into it, I submit it, and that's it. No comments, nothing. It took several months before I even thought that comments would be a good idea. I mean, at first I was like, who's going to comment on this? What are they going to say? I mean, nobody. I really didn't think anybody was reading. And I go back and I read some of my old posts, like from summer 2002, and some of the stuff I wrote, it's like, God, I probably should have been writing all that, because I had a job at Borders, and I would just complain about the manager. I would call her by name. I would go on and on about, you know, things that had happened and things. And I went on and on about, like, the ordering system of the store and how it works and what it's called and, like, all this stuff. And I look back and I'm like, maybe I shouldn't have written that. But then, you know, and I mean, nobody was reading it at the time, so it didn't matter. But, wait, what was the original question? Oh, I guess the original question was, did I have any plan? And the answer is no.
So I know that there's kind of the, I guess, blogger rules, and one of them is that you can't delete your post. And I've broken that rule multiple times myself, though. But you look back at these blogs that maybe you shouldn't have written. Have you ever considered trying to delete them? So I know that they don't go away forever, but they go away in some respect.
Well, the ones that I think that I probably shouldn't have written, if I deleted them now, it wouldn't matter. You know, it really only would have mattered at the time, I think. I don't work at Borders anymore. I don't care if they see that I was complaining about the manager. I'm sure probably they have a completely different ordering system, and you know, if anybody even cares about that. I also wrote about like problems with the UGA graduate admissions office, and like writing about the woman that I was talking to there by name. And I mean, that's probably kind of good, honestly. I mean, maybe she still works there. Maybe some other people would deal with her. I don't even know if people read my archives that far back, so no. I mean, I've deleted some posts before, but it's really just been sort of like, eh, that was a really pointless post. I don't really like it. I'll take it down. But I haven't done it very much.
You're kind of highly ranked in Technorati. And that is like the goal for every blogger now. And for you, you've been around for so long. It's every blogger at the time probably was looking for other bloggers and so on and so forth. But why do you think that people read you now that, you know, people obviously read you?
The fact that I've been blogging for so long, I feel like I should have really good answers to these questions, and I really don't. And honestly, I have to be honest, something that really helped my Technorati ranking a lot was joining that Blogging Chicks web ring, because they make you put the code on your blog if you're a member. So everybody, and it's actually HTML, it's not, you know, JavaScript or something. So everybody who's a member of that has all the links to everybody else on their blog. So that really pushed it up. Why do I think people read me? I don't know. I mean, some of the people read me because we already know each other in real life. Maybe they think I say interesting things about feminism or sex or politics, or I don't know. I guess everybody has their reason. I feel really crappy because I don't have a good answer for that. But I'll answer also with a question. Why do you read me?
Because you've changed my mind on a few things and introduced me to some blogs I probably would have never ventured out to even look for. Which really expanded my view in areas I wasn't aware that I wanted to be expanded. And that is one of the reasons why when I gave myself the title Idealist, it was because, well, actually a number of reasons, which we won't go here. But one of the reasons was I tend to always have this optimistic, idealistic view of things. And I call myself an idealist slapped with a healthy dose of reality, because it's not like I haven't been slapped with a healthy dose of reality. But I do think that social media and blogging is a way of cross-pollinating and introducing people to new ideas that they didn't even think that they wanted to be introduced to. And I use you, my relationship with you, as a perfect example often of that idealistic view I have.
Well, that makes me feel really good. And I think, I don't know, you say nice things about me on your blog, and that makes me feel good. So I like that. I think also some people read my blog because they don't like me, but that's weird to me. I don't know why you would continually read something if you don't like it. So that's a weird internet phenomenon. I don't really. Do you have any theories about that?
Wow, what a ride on that one.
Nice. A little reference there, inside reference.
At this point, I gotta stop, pause for laughter. Often people, when people don't like you, it's because of something they don't like within themselves. And I actually have never had a problem with transparency. I suffered from other people having a problem with my transparency, and I tried to adapt and change to fit their mold of privacy and confidential information. And there are some things that should be confidential, trade secrets, business information, but who you are should not be confidential.
Right.
And I've had often in the business world people who think it should be, and I tried to fit that mold and found it was so restricting that I should have been in a straitjacket. And I think those people who try to fit in that mold and try to not be so open about who they are, end up reading people who are open, and they hate you for being open, but they keep reading you because they wish that they could be that way.
That's a good point. Yeah, it's just so damaging to yourself to keep so much, you know, try to hide parts of yourself, I really think. And honestly, I haven't encountered a whole lot of really problems with people because of my transparency. I mean, when it comes to people that I actually, I don't know, to say value their opinion sort of makes it sound a little more dire than I mean. But, you know, there's people I meet at, like, conferences and stuff, and we get into these debates, especially in the Women in Blogging one at Blog Savannah. Oh, God, that was just over the top. But, I mean, in terms of people that I already knew, like, really the only one that I can think of at the moment was that a friend, this girl that I considered her a friend, I was friends with her husband originally, but then we met and became friends. And then I started writing about more, I guess, I don't know, salacious or controversial things, and I stopped hearing from her. And I emailed her a couple of times, you know, just, you know, hey, what's up, how have you been, you know. She didn't write back. Finally, I heard from her husband, and he said, well, she's not comfortable with a lot of the things that you're writing about lately. And so basically, to me, that meant now that she knows more about who I am, she doesn't want to be my friend anymore.
I took a job once, and the person I was going to work for was friends with the person I was leaving. And in that exit interview, the person I was leaving looked at me and said, people judge you by who you hang around with. And that is very, very true. And so if somebody's not comfortable with what you're doing and it's not something they're able to own themselves, it is going to be very hard and it is going to be a disconnect. I'm in the business world, which gets boring sometimes in Amber's world, but I try to put a little twist on it. And the twist on it today was a blog post I wrote that customers are scarce, so pick the right ones. Friends are scarce, so pick the right ones. It's okay if somebody says, eh, not for me, because the ones that are for you stay with you.
On that note, I think I'm going to start passing this recorder around and having other people talk about their blog experiences, and we'll just see what happens.
The song you heard in this podcast was Flux by Drop Trio, available only on Magnatune.com.
Thanks for listening to Mostly ITP on the Georgia Podcast Network. Visit us at gapodcastnetwork.com. If you have a question, comment, or drunken rant, leave us a voicemail by calling 678-389-9441. Who knows, it might be featured in a podcast. You can also email us at info@gapodcastnetwork.com.